Alrighty then.
Okie dokie.
Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in beautiful downtown Auburn, Maine, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, Lewiston Auburn's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater Lewiston Auburn area and talking to people making a difference in our community. You can give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or now wherever you get your podcasts. We're worldwide.
We're global.
Global.
We've gone global.
That too.
Can you imagine if people were listening to Lydia Media's podcast in Bangladesh?
We'll make it happen.
I'm going to go to Lost Valley tomorrow night.
Like they're not?
Yeah, maybe. We're huge in Absolutely. Reykjavik, remember?
We are. We're big in Reykjavik. Feel free to share your feedback, comments, questions, or suggestions at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and take advantage of their summer special on oil and gas boiler cleanings. Call 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. Let's do our daily check-in. Pam, how are you?
Lovely.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Good. I could have used a couple more hours of sleep.
I know.
Here I am with my wonderful cup of coffee. So here we go.
You know, I was getting myself ready this morning and I thought about you and I thought, Pam never has dark circles under her eyes. You never do. You say you don't sleep, but you never have dark circles. I need to know your secret.
Skin Farm.
Oh. That it's sounds gross.
It's it. No.
I can't go to a skin farm.
No, it's a... She's an esthetician.
Oh. Yeah,
so I go and spend some time relaxing while she puts magic stuff on my face.
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
You got to check that out.
I'm going to check it out.
Sarah?
I always have dark circles.
Because it's not a good night's sleep that does it. That's for sure.
2:30 this morning for me.
Oh, fun. Oh,
come on.
The dogs. Yeah.
Nugget and Amber.
Just awesome. It's mostly Amber.
My cat had me up at 1:15, but that's when I got out of bed and threw him outside.
Yeah.
And went back to bed because I'm like, nope.
It's all Amber. And then Nugget follows her lead.
I see.
Because she thinks, because Nugget thinks she's going to get some food and he wants
so
in on
like,
that.
So he's like, I'm in. Yeah. Let's do this.
Sarah, aside
they have, like,
from
a
your...
A high five? They,
sure, they do.
Let's go get him. Boom. And they like high five. Their little paws together.
Aside from your headphone issues, how are you today?
With my tiny head. I'm great. Today's my birthday.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. We forgot.
It's not actually my birthday, Nick.
She postponed it.
My birthday was Monday, but it didn't go the way I wanted, so I'm doing a redo today on Thursday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. You're the first to wish me a happy birthday. It's an unbirthday, but I'm excited. I'm going to get the food I want, and I'm going to get the cake I want, and
there
I'm going to go paddleboarding, and it's going to be beautiful.
You're going to be all right again.
I'm going to be great.
That's awesome.
I was all right already. I just was a little sour about...
You think? We recorded it.
I know.
Were super sour.
Even me sour, though, is still... I'm still very pleasant. I just want to...
I was going to say, it was a very pleasant sour.
It was.
I mean, it's like a Sour Patch Kid sour.
It's like sweet and sour.
Sugary sour.
Thank you, Pam. I take that as a compliment.
And we have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the Director of Community Relations and Media for our Maine Nordiques, Nick Withy. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Woo-hoo. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nowhere I'd rather be on a crisp Thursday morning here, feeling like fall.
On Sarah's birthday.
On Sarah's birthday. Absolutely. How could I forget?
I don't think Pam and I are ever going to hear the end of it that we forgot Sarah's birthday.
Oh, jeez.
3 days after it actually happened.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, you guys. I thought we were friends.
It's redemption day, though. Yes. You can make up.
Oh, I like that. It's redemption
day. We'll just buy our Indian food on our non-birthday.
Yeah.
All will be forgiven.
I like it.
Just throw some naan my way.
Non-birthday. Right? Right on.
This is my naan, N-A-A-N, birthday.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
The first time.
Oh, okay.
Our community spotlight today, our spotlight on LA, is going to be our special guest, Nick Withy, is going to cover that for us because tomorrow the Colossae is going to be overrun by Boston Bruins fans for a very good reason.
Ooh, yeah.
What's happening tomorrow, Nick?
It will be Bruins Fan Fest. They're kicking it off in Lewiston's, the first stop on their tour. They do it every summer. They come out with this like 18 wheeler. They unfold it and there's a bunch of events that kids could do. It's all free. Signups are encouraged on Boston Bruins Community Fan Fest. It's also on the Colisée website as well. So you sign up, it kind of reserves your spot in line. It goes from 12 to 4. They'll be bringing a couple of special guests, one of them being the Bruins bench boss, Jim Montgomery. So their head coach, who also was a coach played at UMaine, will be returning to Maine and in Lewiston. So it's going to be a very fun day at the Colisée, and also for the Maine Nordiques, their training camp kicks off that day as well. So it'll be Bruins Fan Fest and really the unofficial start of the Maine Nordiques season here. So it's going to be a busy one, to say the least.
How psyched are you that hockey's back?
I am very excited. I will say it felt like summer went by with the snap of a finger. You know, me and Jim Mercier in the front office all summer long preparing for it, and now it's finally here. And it felt like, man, I mean, we just got done our season. It feels like we're starting a new one just like that. But it's going to be very exciting. The team's going to be very good again. Looking for redemption here after dropping that game 5 to the Maryland Black Bears, the game that would have sent us to Minnesota. Yeah. We're actually starting the season the same place we ended it on. It's gonna be good. You know, the team's coming back. Kellen Murphy, our all-time leading goal scorer, and Tomek Holla were helping me and Jim last night at a community event, the Lewiston Summer Fun and Films. Yeah. That's always a fun time. So,
and that was the season finale for them too. Was it well attended?
It was. Yeah. It seems like every event that goes on, the attendance of those kind of goes up and up. But I mean, we were jam-packed there. What we do is we bring this inflatable shooting target, and we teach kids how to shoot a hockey puck. And last night, you know, they got the pleasure of meeting Kellen Murphy and Tomek Holla, and it ended up raining a bit, but we were still out there doing our thing. And we got another one today, a back to school backpack event from 3 to 6. So it's always great to get out in the community, tell them, you know, what the Maine Nordiques are, invite them to a hockey game. And if they're able to get a puck in the target, we have 3 holes that they can shoot from. And if they get it in, they win tickets to a Nords game. So
super cool.
It's very beneficial.
Love that aspect of the NAHL, the volunteering and the community interaction part of it. I just think it's so great. Like, they're not just here playing hockey, playing the sport. They're here being a part of everything.
Yeah, integrating with the community. I love that.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Absolutely. It's one of our pillars for the team. It's character, compete, community. And that community aspect's kind of what I've been tasked to reach out to local schools. We went to countless schools last year. We're going to be going there again here this year, trying to make that kind of a once a week thing, kind of a regular thing for the students. We give out tickets to those schools too, invite them to our games. The players love doing it as well. You know, they have to wake up first thing in the morning, but you know, it's a rewarding experience for them. And when we get the message out to the schools and the schools tell the students, most of the time we'll come to the schools and all the students will be wearing some kind of Nordiques gear. Yeah. So the students love it.
That's awesome stuff. Be sure to check out the Bruins Fan Fest happening tomorrow from noon to 4. And you can still register for that, right? It is free, but
yes,
they encourage you to register.
Yep. Just register ahead online here. And even if you're not registered, come on down to the Colisée 12 to 4. It's I don't want to say like a once in a lifetime kind of event, but it's going to be big with the Boston Bruins being involved. It's the first time ever coming to the Colisée here for this fan fest. It's the first stop of the fan fest tour as well. So it's a good opportunity, and also meet, you know, Jim Montgomery, the Bruins head coach.
How cool is that?
Oh, I'm excited.
Former UMainer, national champion.
Yeah. So many things are going to be signed tomorrow. Whatever you have, bring it. Let them sign it.
Let's take a quick look at famous people birthdays.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start off with our very own Sarah.
Oh, God.
I don't want to get in trouble again.
No. Don't make that mistake twice.
No. Sarah, happy famous people birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're so glad to be part of it.
I bet. You're welcome.
Is this like officially your birthday week, or do you take a month?
I'm not one of those people. I really don't make a big deal about my birthday. I really don't. Sometimes I forget it's my birthday. Like, someone will be like, oh, happy birthday. And I'll be like,
I don't want anything.
Yeah, it is. No, I don't want to give that impression. Like,
This is the second show we've dedicated to Sarah's birthday.
It's a birthday year.
That's right. She doesn't want to make a big deal.
I feel like such a loser right now.
No way. No way. You're the best. We're just having fun.
I just wanted to have, I don't know. Just give me some Indian food, for goodness sake.
That's all she wants. Indian food.
And German chocolate cake.
Simple.
I want it from all the countries.
She's going to Epcot.
That's right.
Around the world.
Oh my gosh, that's what I should do next year. Guys, this is just now, the expectation just went up
like 8 levels.
Imagine my 50th.
I take it back. It is a big deal.
Okay, it's a big deal, all right?
Actor and TV host James Corden is 46 today.
I loved him.
He's well known for hosting The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Is that still on?
No. It aired on CBS from 2015 to 2023.
Yeah.
And didn't he also do like carpool karaoke on that?
Yeah.
I remember he had the Chili Peppers once. It was a lot of fun.
I don't think I've seen a carpool karaoke that I didn't like.
Yeah,
Oh my God, they're very entertaining.
He was also in the Stephen Sondheim musical adaptation of Into the Woods with Meryl Streep and Emily Blunt. He was the baker.
Okay.
He was fantastic.
All right. Actor Ty Burrell from Modern Family is 57 today. He plays father Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. He won a couple of Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. And he was on that show from 2009 to 2020.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Do you remember the Muppet Guy Smiley from Sesame Street?
Yes.
That's who he reminds me of.
Now that's who he reminds me of. Wow.
Doesn't he kind of look like that guy?
Yeah, totally. Keyboardist and singer James DeBarge of DeBarge, the band, is 61 years old today. Nick, do you remember him? It was probably before your time.
Yeah.
It was way before your time.
DeBarge.
Yeah. They were big in the 80s. Their big hit was Rhythm of the Night. Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Okay, I do know that song.
Yeah. He was also married to one Janet Jackson.
What? Yeah. I did not know that.
For 1 year.
Annulled.
And then their marriage was annulled in 1985 due to his addiction to painkillers and sleeping pills.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That will do it. Yep.
Sounds like a typical Hollywood marriage.
That's a problem.
Pam's like, red flag. Singer Tori Amos is 61 today.
She's your cornflake girl. That was the name of a song, Cornflake Girl.
Oh, all right.
I know.
Drummer Debbie Peterson of the Bangles, 63 today. Groundbreaking band right there, the Bangles.
The Bangles.
Yes.
Singer Roland Orzabal of Tears for Fears.
What a cool name.
63. Guitarist Vernon Reed of Living Color is 66 today. They had the big hit Cult of Personality.
Mm-hmm. CM Punk for all the wrestling fans out there.
Yeah. Guitarist David Marks of the Beach Boys is 76. Correspondent Steve Croft of 60 Minutes fame is 79 today. His investigative reporting won him 3 Peabody Awards and 9 Emmy Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay.
So he's kind of a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal.
TV writer and producer David Chase, who gave us The Sopranos, is 79 years old today.
First show I ever binged.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen an episode.
Nope.
What?
Not one.
I'm not real happy about that either.
I mean, I watched the first couple episodes like again, and I was like, meh. I think you really just need to watch a few episodes to really get back into it. Because, once it starts going and you learn the characters and all the things, you're just sucked in. You have to know what happens next.
I kind of want to watch it.
Sopranos fans are like, it's like one of the greatest series of all time. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel about Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Have I ever.
And I did not like what that show did to me because I had to watch it. It's like...
That's what Sopranos did. Yeah. I was up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning on quote unquote school nights.
Yeah.
And I'd have to get up and go to work the next day. And it was just, but I just couldn't stop. I was like, I have to know.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I met the bartender, the actor who played the bartender, Frank Santarelli. I did a show with him in Connecticut. And I promised myself that I would at least watch the episodes that he was in. But then he told me that he takes a few beatings and he looks pretty bad. And I was like, I like you, Frank, but I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah. And rounding out FBBs for August the 22nd, the one and only Kristen Wiig.
Oh, the funniest.
51 years old today.
So funny.
She was in Bridesmaids, and Saturday Night Live. And she also does voiceover work for Despicable Me.
Yeah, she was the mom/wife in Despicable Me. Yeah, I love her. She's so funny with her face. Like, she's a beautiful person, but then she does these things with her face that are
Bridesmaids
just
is one of
hilarious.
My all-time favorite.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So good.
Great movie. Happy birthday, Kristen Wiig, and to all of our FPBs, especially Sarah.
Oh, thanks.
You got it.
If you see me today, wish me a happy birthday. And I'll be like, but it was Monday.
People are going to stop you on the street and go, you're famous. It's your birthday. It's your famous people birthday.
Yes.
So earlier in the show, I was asking Nick, you must be really excited because hockey season's coming back. But I think for someone in your position, hockey season never ends.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? What do you do during the off season?
First of all, when the season ends, you get that little kind of depression and it kind of hits you like, wow. You look back at like what the season was and what we were able to accomplish. And then you're like, oh man, all these players who are aging out or aren't returning. And then you think, oh, well, where do I start for the next season? And you make a list and you kind of just hammer things out and, you know, take a little bit of time for yourself. And you don't really get that during the season and stuff. So, you know, hit up a couple concerts here and there. Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty much go, go, go for me and Jim in the office. Just kind of hammering out different promotional nights that we're going to have, different strategies of what we're going to do, different branding on the social media side of things, and kind of the image that we want to portray ourselves as, connecting with the coach. This year I'm the billet coordinator, so I got to put players in different houses. So that's a very interesting experience, is opening your heart and your home to a young aspiring hockey player, 16 to 21. It may seem a little scary at first, you know, oh, I got a spare room, and you know, but I mean, you ask anyone that's done it before, it's a once in a lifetime kind of experience, and it is something that they love to do. And if you become a billet once, you always want to kind of keep that, and you miss them when they're gone, but it's going to be the next season, they're going to have a new player, and those bonds last for life. Talking to different billets and different players, they visit in the summer, and they remember you forever.
We've talked to the players before, and they have such high regard for their billet families. They talk about them like they're their actual families.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Sarah kind of wanted to be a billet mom.
I did, but then I moved a 13-year-old hockey player into my spare room, and now I'm going to be with him for a little while.
And a goalie at that.
And a goalie
so
at that.
The room's a little crowded.
It's a little full of equipment at the moment, along with my entire basement, but... It's good.
And if you don't see where it is, you can smell where it is.
And at 13, believe me, you can smell.
It doesn't matter
where
age.
It all
hockey equipment
is.
Smells.
Oh, stinks
disgusting.
So bad.
Yeah. There's not much you can do about that.
Right?
No. Those sneaker balls kind of help, some Lysol.
No, they
but,
don't.
I mean,
yeah. No, they don't. Outside. It belongs outside. Mm-hmm.
So, Nick, when did you get your start with the Maine Nordiques?
So, actually, I got my start back in when I was a senior in high school. So, that was the 2018-2019 season. I was just a loud fan in the stands, and they asked me if I wanted to become the broadcaster. And I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. And they're like, well, we need someone, so here you go. So, I kind of taught myself from playing the video game and became the broadcaster and was commentating games. And then May of 2023, I graduated from UMaine with my bachelor's degree in marketing. And we had a new ownership group come in. So I reached out to them and I said, hey, if you need someone. And they gave me the title of what I have now. And I picked up a, you know, like billet coordinator and marketing and all these different kind of aspects that you just kind of learn along the way, and learning all the technology of the Colisée and what like an XLR cable is, for instance. I had no idea. I know what they are now. Totally. So, you know, learning a lot along the route and stuff, and, you know, coming back here this season with the Nords and, you know, looking for some more. So
I'm sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
I was going to ask if anybody ever asks you to do your commentator voice outside of the rink.
Yeah.
Because I like it. I think it's cool.
I appreciate that. Well, I have another part-time job here at Lowe's. Actually, I just came from there to be here. So, but we do the pages on the people have asked me to do that before, but corporate took the paging system away, so I can't really do that. But.
Can you imagine being in Lowe's and just hearing like a hockey announcer being like, "Someone to lumber."
We need someone to lumber to cut some wood.
Yeah, there it is. That's perfect. So
the video game aspect of your career fascinates me. Did you learn about hockey through playing the game, or are you announcing the games as you're playing, or both?
So yeah, I honestly didn't really know much of hockey. I went to like Maniacs games and Pirates games when I was a kid. And then in 2015, I went to GameStop, and my dad and sister were looking at like games for their Nintendo DS, and I was just kind of bored. So there was the free video game kind of demos, and I saw it was NHL 14. So I played it. I was like, oh, this is fun. So I got the game for Christmas, and I learned what offsides are, what a blocker is for a goaltender. And I picked up some of those commentary lines that the commentators use in the game. And I still use some of those lines here today with my broadcasting. But I was ending up learning the rules. The LA Fighting Spirit in the 2015 season came to the Colisée. I was one of the first persons to get their ticket punched through the door. I was in the stands, and I thought the best aspect of the hockey game was those rowdy fans that just come up with these insane chirps and stuff. So I was kind of one of those. There was a goaltender with the last name of Lake, and I said, what's funnier than a lake is a puddle. So I started chanting, "We want puddles." And the next game, the coach played the goaltender Leo Puddles Lake, and his name on Instagram is still Leo Puddles Lake to this day. And so after that, I learned the rules of hockey, and I got my name out there with a Facebook group called Nordic Nation, which still exists. We're up to over 1,000 members, well over 1,000 members, and it's a good way to connect with fans of the past too, and players of the past, and get the word out there some more. And if fans have questions, they'll ask me there, kind of in that Facebook group. But they were able to connect a name to what I was doing in the stands, and then they asked me to be the commentator, and here I am in year 7 now. So.
Wow!
He is Nick Withy, the voice of the Maine Nordiques, along with many other responsibilities. Are there any hockey announcers out there that you find as an inspiration or you try to emulate?
Yeah, so Doc Emmerich, I mean, he was
the best.
Yeah, he was amazing. I was sad when he was when he retired there. But
we're just geeking out over here. Over
Sam and I just exchanged a look of,
and Pam's like, so anyway, it's Skin Farm.
Is that, do they plant the skins? Do you harvest them and put them on your face? How does that... Is that your real skin?
Maybe. Yeah, Doc,
absolute legend. I also enjoyed Gary Thorne in his ESPN days.
Yes.
I thought he was great as well.
I have heard of Gary Thorne.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got into watching a lot of Bruins games over the past year or two.
Yes. So my significant other is a hockey referee, official, he prefers to be called. And so I didn't know anything about hockey, like nothing at all. And then I met him, and then I started working with Mark, and Mark's a big hockey fan. And we started going to Nords games all the time. And my significant other would be the official on the ice. So it was just like this progression of like, okay, now I love local hockey. And then suddenly I loved the Bruins. Cause I mean, I got really into it. Mark knows, like, I was like super into it last season. And then I got my kid into it, and it's just been, I didn't know I was going to love hockey as much as I love hockey. Like, it's kind of crazy because I've always been a basketball person.
You sang the anthem for us twice, the national anthem.
Oh, that's right. I did do the anthem for you. Yeah, I did do that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did do that. I don't know if you know, but I'm now best friends with Jeremy Swayman too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Best friends.
We met over the summer. And I got a picture taken with him, and now we're best friends.
I am extremely jealous.
I know. It's very cool. He's so tall.
And for Sarah to say that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For me to say that, because I'm 6 feet. So I was like, wow, you're tall. Yeah. I didn't say that because that's rude, but.
Speaking of UMaine alum.
Right.
How cool was that?
Yeah, he was too.
Yeah. So
sign the contract, Jeremy.
You can ask Jim Montgomery how he's feeling about that at Bruins Fan Fest here tomorrow.
I did ask Nick this morning about it, and he was like, the Bruins can offer him anything anybody else can offer him. It's not a big deal. He's going to sign the contract.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Just pay the kid.
Just pay him what
pay
he wants.
Pay the kid and be done with it. So We got off track.
We did a little bit.
Doc Emrick, probably the most legendary hockey announcer ever.
Yeah, right. And he was actually the commentator in that NHL 14 yes. video game. Yeah. So, and then watching him on NBC and everything, yeah. And I look up to him. So yeah. I will say I'm not the biggest Jack Edwards fan of the Bruins. In his heyday, he was pretty good, but I don't. As a commentator, I like to call a game down the middle. I'm a little more toward the Nordique side, which obviously, yeah. right. but I think he's just over the top in terms of being a homer.
Did he just retire?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, obviously, you know, he lost a step or two over the past few years, and it was time to go. It's sad, but yeah. it was time to go. Yeah. I'll watch a lot of those old Bruins games from the 90s and early 2000s on NESN, and when Jack Edwards was in his prime, he was great.
Yeah,
he was great.
I didn't realize that was a thing. I've just become aware that individuals like to watch old hockey games. Like, yeah. big time hockey fans yeah. will watch them from years and years and years ago.
Any sport, really, you can do that. Yeah, but, yeah,
never think about that.
I get where you're coming from as far as calling a game down the middle, but with Jack, it's like you're watching the game with one of your friends and having a couple yeah. of beers and just cheering for the Bruins.
I feel like I prefer that.
Yeah. Well, it's like Dennis Eckersley back yeah. in the Red Sox days, you know? That was great as well.
This is awful.
I think he got into a fight on the plane with Dustin Pedroia, was it? Or someone on the plane, like he went onto the plane and someone told him to like shut up and sit down. Yep. And there was a huge fight yep. because he was like, oh man, this guy's been terrible lately. Yep. And they were going at it.
Dennis Eckersley does not bite his tongue for anyone.
He does not give a hoot.
Nope. But the Nords are coming off their most successful season ever. In the 5 years yes. they have been at in existence, and it must have been fun for you.
Oh, absolutely. In terms of attendance, we actually beat our attendance record that was set in the 2019-2020 season. We got 31,000 plus through the stands this season for attendance, which is awesome, rebuilding yeah. that in terms of the community and Nordic Nation coming back to the Colisée. But on the ice as well, we had a 38-win season in the regular season, and we were one game away from representing the East Division in the Final Four in Minnesota. There's four divisions in the league. Every division winner goes to Minnesota. They'll play a best of three, and then a one-game winner take all. And we were so close to making to that. We lost in five games in a best of five.
That format is crazy. Mm. That playoff format.
It is. It is. Like, it is.
It's so top heavy. And then you get and down like to one game.
Yep. One game.
Yeah. Yeah. We were going to do a series, but we thought twice about it. No. Some of the players who have aged out and went on to college, I mean, they're like Tommy Heaney went to UConn.
Yeah, right? I just
they're
saw
going
that.
To some really big schools.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. They're, I mean, locally too. Nick Ram, Nils Forselius went to Army West Point. Mm-hmm. Kellen Murphy is coming back this season. He's committed to Army West Point as well. So different players, you know, it's what it's all about is getting that D1 college. And some of them go D3 too. It kind of depends on the players. Obviously, mm-hmm. skill has a lot to do with it. Charles Tardif, one of our leading scorers last year, he went to Sacred Heart University this past season.
I think a couple guys did, right, to Sacred Heart?
Yeah, so in the past, like Aiden Connolly went to Sacred Heart. But Charles Tardif this year, he's going to Sacred Heart. And then like Nick Bernardo is going to Long Island University. Actually,
JP went up to Alaska, right?
JP, yep, he went to Alaska. So it's kind of interesting to see. And you ask him and you're like, you know, oh, man, I didn't know you were interested in going up to Alaska. And he's like, yeah, I love it up there. I'm like, all right.
Okay. Well,
I
mean, maybe he'll meet Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah.
I've been on the ice since I was two. Alaska doesn't faze me.
As long as they have Skittles in Alaska. I think JP steals all set.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So, Pam, we used to have Nordiques players on the show every week. And our first question would be, how old were you the first time?
You stepped on the ice.
You stepped on the ice.
It's like two.
The average three, yeah. is two.
2 years old. Yeah.
The average.
So average.
Mark would always say, what was the first time you laced up your skates? And I would always be like, or had someone lace them for you. Because there's no way. Yeah. Like, you're two.
One of the players, I can't remember who it was, but he said five. And I'm like, you're a couple years behind.
You were old.
You're a late bloomer.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, I remember that kid.
Another one was like 6 months
Kim.
Or something.
It was Kim.
Yeah.
Right out of the car seat.
Kim Hilderson.
Kim, yeah. Right. Yeah. So
a lot of these players, I mean, hockey is their life. I mean, obviously they have other interests, but they've been doing it their entire lives.
Oh yeah, they eat, sleep, and breathe it. You know, mm-hmm. most of them come from, or actually all of them come from a different state. Some of them come from Sweden or Finland. Yeah. And actually, if you want to hear the podcast, definitely they're going to be listening to it over there. So you're already in different countries.
Nice. Hello, Sweden. Hi. Hello, Finland. We love you guys.
We are excited to have your players here. That's yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's the other thing too. The players come from all over the world.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's kind of a little bit of a break in. Actually, we had some players move in last night. We got some players moving in tonight for day one of training camp tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But just to get acclimated and settled in, it may take a little bit, but that's why we start, you know, so early, so they have that time before leading up to our first game.
That's why the billet housing is so important too, to get them comfortable, make them feel at home. I mean, it's a long season.
Absolutely.
So having somebody there kind of looking out for you. And I mean, if you really think about it, imagine sending your 16, 17, 18-year-old across the world to go play a sport and like not really know where they're living or how they're like truly how they're doing, but probably feeling a lot more confident knowing they're in a billet house that somebody actually took the time to set, you know, to set up for them and to figure that out. Like that's got to be a little bit more reassuring for the parents of these right. players.
Absolutely. It's a very special connection, as you were saying, between the billet and the player. But for that billet parent to open up, you know, their homes to them, you know, it's like having another child in your home. Obviously, that child's a hockey star with the main Nordiques here. And a lot of them, talking to different billets, have asked me, they're like, oh, you know, I got a son. I want someone that he can look up to. Mm. So we really emphasize being a role model to our players in their billet homes. And a lot of our players will go out and play pond hockey or ask for extra ice time with their billet kit, their billet brothers, they call them. So it's a very special bond that they have. And I know a lot of billet families have already reached out to me too and said, oh, hey, we're doing a family vacation. We want to bring them along. Like, does the hockey season work out? So, I mean, they are another member of your household for 10 months.
Some news that happened during the offseason, an NA3 team coming to the Colisée. Yes. How does that fit in? What's the NA3 all about?
The way junior hockey is structured in America is there's different tiers. So there's tier one in the USHL. There's tier two in the North American Hockey League, where the main Nordiques play. Mm-hmm. And then there's tier three in the NA3HL, where the main Nordiques NA3HL team is. We're actually bringing back the NA3HL. They were under the LA Nordiques. That was in the 2018-2019 season. They had their best season. They were one goal away from winning the whole thing, the Fraser Cup it was called. And actually, if you go to the Colisée and you look to the left-hand corner, those banners are still hanging up there. The LA Nordiques kind of seized operations in the 2019-2020 COVID shortened season, and it was brought back here this season with a new ownership group. Our head coach, Chris Parmelo, a very local hockey guy. He's going to be leading the charge. He's going to have his son, Gabe Parmelo, who had a fantastic year at Lewiston High School in net as a goaltender. He's going to have his son, Luke Parmelo, as well. It's going to be a younger team to try to feed into that North American Hockey League. It's like AA and AAA in baseball.
And a familiar name to folks around here was recently hired as a coach.
Yes, yes. Chris Parmelo, he was the head coach, and also Kyle Secor will be his assistant. And Kyle's made a tremendous comeback from what happened in October to him. I saw him at the rink the other day, and he is walking under his own power in a walking boot. He's off the crutches, and he is determined to come back and skate here. So he's working hard for recruiting the team, and no lack of effort or energy. And he's laughing it up in the locker room back there with us and trying to plan everything. And, you know, this is his first year as a coach, wanting to come back into the hockey sense of things. And he doesn't know when he'll throw the skates on again. The doctors are still telling him he may not be able to, but he's no lack of determination in that kid for sure. So putting the skates back on for him is his, you know, definitely a goal that he's going to achieve here.
I do want to mention this as well. When you were talking about the Nordiques' connection to the community, your first home game after the October 25th tragedy was one of the most emotional and powerful experiences I've ever had as a fan for what you guys did to honor the folks we lost during that tragedy. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So, you know, after it happened, it was kind of like, you know, we were just all watching the news. And once, you know, the suspect was found, you know, we were then focused on, okay, what, you know, how do we bring the community together? What do we do? We were playing the New Hampshire Mountain Kings. Their head coach, Cam Robichaux, is from Lewiston. So I had a connection to him. I was able to text him and work it out. And I got inspired by what happened with the Boston bombings in 2013 and what the Red Sox did after that and what happened. And I thought, you know, someone needs a David Ortiz. So I got the mic and made a little video there too. And I coordinated with the players to, you know, hand in hand or, you know, interlocking around mm-hmm. center ice. We had the 18 moments of silence. And something that I don't know if all the fans picked up on was after the game, both teams went to center ice and they did a 18 stick tap salute. Oh. So that was, so I was able to coordinate all that. And, you know, we just wanted to make it a very special moment, for everyone to bring everyone back. It was the first time that everyone was brought together since that in, you know, a non-vigil sense.
Powerful. It was absolutely incredible and powerful. Use whatever adjective you want, but, You guys did us proud that night. Well done.
That's what community sports is all about.
That's right. What do fans have to look forward to this season, which gets underway? Training camp starts what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
The regular season starts in about 3 weeks. What's the mm-hmm. team looking like, and what do fans have to get excited about?
Yeah, so the team's looking out really good. We still got a couple players on the cusp, so they're trying to earn their spot here in training camp. We got about 40 guys or so coming on Friday. Some of them are trying to earn their spot. Some of them are on the team but trying to earn some playing time. So it really just depends on the player. For returners, we got Kellen Murphy up front. He broke the all-time goals record. We got fan favorite Laurent Trepanier coming back.
The hair.
Yes, the hair.
I have become Facebook friends with his dad.
Yes.
I know, right? Interesting. I love it.
I will tell you
this. I love these boys. I love them.
The show that Sarah and I did previously was taken off the air. He was one of the first people to reach out to me, and I'm sure he did to you as well. Sarah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He always tuned in, especially on Wednesday mornings when we had the Nords on, but that meant the world to me.
It's so really nice.
Well, something that he was talking about, Nick Ram's dad, Kurt Ram, was talking about as well, was, you know, shows like this and what we do on our social media is a way for the parents to see that their kid is doing okay. Yeah. And I didn't really think about that. You know, I'm 23. I don't have any kids or anything, but, you know, their parents to see and listen to their kid and talking about their experience, because, you know, they eat, sleep, and breathe hockey, but they're also like, oh, okay, go away, mom, go away, dad. You know,
I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm practically a grown up.
So for them to like hear and check in on their kids, they were, you know, he was telling me that it like means the world to him. And that opened up like a new perspective for me too. And I was like,
received a really nice letter. I think it was from Nick Ram's family about just being able to keep tabs on how they are and how, you know, how nice it is to highlight the fact that they're actually people, not just players. Like they have personalities and they have likes and dislikes, and, you know, talking with us and being able to share that with the community really gives the community a sense of who these guys are too. Right. So we look forward to having them on the show here at Lydia Media as well.
The regular season for the Maine Nordiques gets underway on the road, going to Maryland. I mean, might as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where the season ended last year, so we're looking for revenge.
Yeah. So they'll come home with a couple of wins under their belt on September 20th and the 21st at the Colisée against the stinking New Jersey Titans.
And I love that you just put stinking in front of any of our rival
teams.
That's
their official name,
like
right?
We don't like any of them.
We don't like them.
If you ask the boys, there's a definite rivalry between a couple of teams, though. Like they have one that they really don't like to play.
Yeah, and it depends year to year too. Yeah. Like because the teams change all the time, and there's different connections, and they're like, "Oh, I know a buddy on this team. Yeah, I don't like playing him, or I know this goaltender, and I know where to beat him or where he's weak at, so where I should shoot the puck at." Yeah. So,
and it's not like it's a huge. I mean, it is huge, but these boys have played against and with each other for years.
Yeah.
Like some of them have done, maybe they did junior hockey together, maybe they went to prep school together, now they're on opposing teams, or maybe they're on teams together. So they have relationships with each other, and it's really fun to kind of watch them skate. And like that, I like the hockey part of it too, but I really like their interactions with each other, with their own teammates, but also with the opposing teammates. It's fun to watch. Like, it's an interesting thing.
We used to end our interviews with a couple of just random hockey questions for the guys, and the way they would look at each other, like at some of the answers. I remember, you know, a couple of hits in the shoulder, and like, what do you think? What do you mean you don't want to win a Stanley Cup? Or you'd rather play 15 years with no Stanley Cup?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
That's the goal.
But Nick, we do like to end the show with three random questions because we like to get to know our guests outside of the professional setting, and all we need to know is if you're up for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, oh, boy. Great.
All right. Nick Withy, Director of Community Relations and Media for Our Main Nordiques. Question number one, do you believe that money can buy happiness?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I saw something that said, I mean, money could buy you a golden retriever. So, I mean, that's kind of happiness right there. So, yeah. But I'm going to say no, because you see a lot of people with a lot of money and they're not happy, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm going to say no for that.
All right. Yeah. All right. What is the best part of your day?
Best part of my day, like overall on a work day? And
yeah, let's say it's game day. What's the best part of game day?
After the Nordiques win, pressing the goal horn button and seeing the Nordiques celebrate. I also operate the goal horn, by the way. But seeing the Nordiques celebrate.
Can you just press it and that automatically we get a goal? No?
Yeah, so I like the that's controlled by me. And then, you know, we blast Dancing Queen, our win song. So, I mean, that's...
Dancing Queen, please. Yes.
If I had a choice.
If I was to choose.
Sarah's big on the ABBA.
I do love the ABBA.
That's coming back this year. So yay! After every Nordiques win.
All right. Question number three, Nick. What is one thing that you think is really overrated?
Oh, what is really overrated?
These are tough.
The New Jersey Titans, maybe? Ah,
there it is. That's the
like
team.
The stinking Titans. Do you guys have any bonus questions for Nick? He did so well, he made it to the bonus
round.
I'll
ask the one that I've always asked the boys.
All right.
Would you rather fight 100... How does it go?
I'm not sure. I have no idea where you're going with this.
Oh, yeah. Would you rather fight 100...
Pam and I are on the sidelines on this one.
Chicken-sized horses or one horse-sized chicken?
Oh, chickens kind of scare me already, but like,
but they're horses.
Yeah, horses have a lot of power. Like my grandfather raced horses, so I grew up around horses. So,
it's a hard hitting question.
I'm gonna go with the one chicken, the
horse sized chicken.
Yeah, the horse sized chicken.
All right, you're a brave man. That would scare the out of me.
Oh, it would scare me too. But you know, I could watch like Peter Griffin versus the chicken and get inspired. And so,
oh my goodness,
I would have asked. I would have responded first and like, is this with my bare hands or do I get a weapon of choice? Like, I mean, I got to know all these details.
This is why Pam and I get along, because these are the questions I would have asked Mark had he posed this question to me.
There is no simple answer when Sarah's involved. All right, another bonus question for you, Nick. How excited are you that today is Sarah's birthday?
Oh,
from 1 to 10.
It changes my plans. I got to call Jim and tell him I'm not coming into the office today.
It's Sarah's birthday.
And I just thought of something, Sarah.
What's
with
that?
With the NA3 team, more chances for you to sing the anthem.
Oh, I would love to. I would be happy to come and sing the anthem.
Absolutely.
Anytime. You just let me know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I did a little research. The player that Dennis Eckersley got into an altercation with on the airplane was pitcher David Price.
Oh, that's David Price. Yeah, that was my second
guess. He deserved it.
David Price deserved it.
Whatever Eckersley said about David Price was warranted.
Was accurate. Yeah, he was having a rough year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Until 2018, then we liked him again.
Okay.
Nick, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we are so looking forward to going out and supporting our Maine Nordiques for another great season.
Can't wait to have
them on. Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Sure thing. Where can folks get tickets?
So tickets are at thecolisee.com or mainnordiques.com. The website aspect is coming up because we are changing our ticketing system. Mm-hmm. But you could also go to the Colisee box office Monday to Friday in 8 to 4. We'll be posting our online ticket box office here. Our season tickets are on sale, $224. That gets you all the NAHL games, all NA3HL games, free parking, and a couple of different season ticket.
Oh, yeah.
What a bargain.
The free parking part of it especially.
Yes. Awesome. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamedialc.com. That's going to do it for us.
All right.
Catch you tomorrow. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Hey, thanks.